If you are new to the channel, my name is Sarosha Shive, and I'm the host of Satoshi's Treasure Hunters, a channel that is devoted to the news, updates, pursuit of knowledge, if you will, about the game Satoshi's Treasure Hunt, a alternative reality game that is global, that requires what we call hunters, the people playing the game, and clans members or clans that have formed out of the individual hunters to solve different puzzles and attain keys. These keys are a total of 1,000 spread out through this game in essence. It's a global game in which you have to gather as up to 400 of these keys at any combination at any point. So it could be from key 1 to you solve the puzzles up to 654, because some puzzles they get solved, combine it together, and you will get the reward, which is a bounty of $1 million USD in Bitcoin. So today was a coup day. A clue has dropped for a particular key. In this case, the key is called the Tone Key. And let's discuss what that key is about. So here we are on the official Satoshi's Treasure Hunt site. As you can see, the name of the clue is Fool Your Ear, and the name of the key is Tone Key. And it was dropped August 15th, which makes it, you know, technically 4 months since this game has started. This is the clue, Fool Your Ear. 10 pieces of music have been mixed. Identify the 10 songs included in the mix and order them by date release, starting with the oldest. Arrange the first letters of each song in this order to unlock a key. As you can see, the key is highlighted, and that is because for this particular puzzle, the game makers have decided to give us the decryptor page first. So we do not have to determine what the decryptor page is. We just merely have to figure out the passphrase. That's not always the case with these puzzles. But it is a nice step, because this particular puzzle is a bit of a hard one. So this is, go back here, the music MP4 file. It is 30 seconds long, so let me play it for you. So the song I heard right off the bat was towards the end there, this song, Gangster's Paradise, by Mr. Coolio himself, Mr. Partner with Martha Stewart, if you will, in cooking. I guess they did that for a while. And then if you use a particular tool, a music tool that everyone likes to use, I know my parents use it all the time, Shazam. If you use this very distinctive app that everyone has been using for forever called Shazam on your phone, it's not going to give you the results you want. In fact, it's only going to give you one song, and that's from Duran Duran, Ordinary World. So that's two songs just by the ear that I have personally, you know, just really easy right off the bat figured out. And then trying to listen to the lyrics of a couple of the songs. I know distinctively towards the end there's one rap song that I'm going to have to do some search on, maybe through Genius or something for lyrics. And then very early on there's this distinctive R&B theme that just gives me Erykah Badu vibes. But that's just personally the stuff that I'm personally going to have to go through when hunting for the passphrase, which, you know, if you put them in order, you know, Duran Duran, Gangster Paradise, and just the first letters of each title of each song, it's just, you know, 10 words. So is not a lot versus previous decrypted passphrases that have been like pretty long, like 16, 24, like really ridiculously long. So this one, while not the shortest, that goes to the STC key, this one is fairly short, but distinctively hard, because you cannot, I think, using something like Shazam or any similar app like that, be able to pick off all the 10 different songs. So another tool that I am utilizing is one from an older Clue, which hasn't still been solved yet, which is the Sonic Visualizer from the Earth Key puzzle bit. I have a link in the show notes, but our old friend Sonic Visualizer is a tool that I'm using on this particular puzzle to solve. And Binwalk, which I finally have kind of figured out how to utilize. Don't know how to make sense of it all, but I have gotten at least the functions working and having some understanding of what they do. So let me walk you through what I have personally done and try to attempt to solve for this clue. So here I have the Sonic Visualizer. My thought was, well, maybe if I did like the Earth Key, and add a spectrogram, because that's where we found the QR code in the little internet song that we downloaded that gave us a passphrase and a QR code. And I'm not seeing anything here. We kind of move up and just kind of look at it. I'm going to zoom out. I am not seeing any like hidden images here. Now, I am noticing some funkiness in the corner right here in the background, but I'm not really sure what to make of this right here, of this song. And going through the different ways that you can look at the song, for example, I took the a video and convert it to an MP3 file. But just looking at the different spectrums and trying to see if I can piece to where the different songs are layered. And as you can go through here, you can see certain points in which might be where certain songs are layered on top of another to help you kind of piece away the songs. Breaking it down by frequency. Spectrum is another one, and it just gets really crazy at the end here. Let me put this pain all the way up. It's like really crazy. This is where like a lot of the other, I think a lot of the layers are for this particular song, where most of them seem to be centered around, is towards the end here. And mind you, this is only, you know, 30 seconds of music and 10 songs are crammed in here. And so if you play the music, you can kind of see what all is going on here. Particularly with the frequency here on the bottom. So fundamentally what I think we all gonna have to do, unless someone's like just really good with piecing out different songs, hearing the layers. And there are very skilled people that can do that. And if you know somebody can, I would be hitting them up hardcore. We're gonna have to like play the song and just piece different snippets of it. Maybe run it through Shazam, it might work. But try to piece and parse out maybe the lyrics of what we're hearing in order to find the 10 songs. Another tool that I am personally utilizing on this, and again, don't fully understand it, but I am trying to understand, is called Binwalk. So, after opening Terminal, I type in Binwalk. I already have this program downloaded into my computer. I use Ubuntu and Linux. I believe this is a Linux tool. But here we go. So I type Binwalk, and then what I want to do is called a hex dump. And the best way I can explain it is it allows me to know what's going on with the file. And when I see this, when I do this for the different files you have to download to solve problems, particularly with the checkerboard key with that clue, which is red, white, and red all over, they must be talking about the hex dump, because this is what comes up when you hex dump. It's white and red. And normally I'm assuming most terminals are black, so there might be something in the file itself and people are just not quite finding it. So this file is fairly large. It is going here. Okay, so that took quite a bit, and when it was done, it ends with these X's down here, which I've so far with hex dumping files I have not seen before. And if you go through here, if you have an understanding of this, perhaps you can spot the errors or any information that might help figure out when a particular song starts or ends, and maybe then you'll be able to parse out the 10 different songs. So I've utilized that, and what can I say? It was a large file. Honestly, really, I think the Sonic Visualizer, as far as tools go, is probably the best one to utilize. I think that it helps to be able to piece and cut away the songs and figure out from through the playback what each of these songs could be. So that's it for this particular clue. Again, as I stated when the video, and I'll have a link in the show notes as well as the end here, or you know, the YouTube thing, 50 keys that were released, so I'm trying to change up the lessons I've learned from the first almost 48 episodes, in the ones I've ditched for season 2. So there'll be a change of the hat. We are going to go with the wait for season 2. Oh, wait. It's on backwards. There you go. A proper fool. Whatever. Meh. Okay, here we go. There. Nope. Am I correct? Okay. So my name is Hiroshi Scheib. You've been filled in on Clue Day. Good luck to the hunters and clans out there and their solution for solving the Tonki. There will be a weekly update video. I'm aiming for the 18th for this one this week. There have been some knuffles going on in the communication chat for the Stoshi Treasure Hunter on Telegram. And we'll cover that during the weekly update, as well as any solutions to any keys that have been publicly disclosed or any keys I personally have figured out or found. So I'm signing off for now. What do you think any of the songs down below? Please make some comments. And until next time, on with the hunt.